Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Jean Castex says that the French behaved correctly during the holidays. The Prime Minister remains nonetheless cautious while awaiting the publication of the contamination figures for the end of the year. However, it is clearly out of the question that we drop our guard. The government may even impose stricter measures tomorrow during a new health defense council. Among the avenues mentioned is the curfew at 6 p.m. extended throughout France, which is the final step before considering a possible third week confinement. And Olivier Véran defends France's vaccination strategy. He is currently being heard by the senators. Earlier today, he answered questions from the Social Affairs Committee of the National Assembly and confirmed the government's objective of vaccinating 1 million French people by the end of January. So far, 138,000 French citizens have been vaccinated, and only a single case of adverse effects has been identified. 7 new people were arrested in the investigation into the death of Samuel Paty, the history teacher killed on October 16th in Conflans-Sainte-Honorine. They all reportedly communicated with the assailant, Abdoulaye Anzarov, via social networks. In total, in this case, 14 people are indicted, mostly for terrorist association in view of preparing a crime. And in Indonesia, one of the two black boxes of the Boeing which crashed at sea on Saturday was recovered. It should allow investigators to understand the reasons for the crash. 62 people were on board the aircraft. In the meantime, searches continue to try to retrieve what is left of the plane. And a word of sports. In judo, the unstoppable Clarisse Agbenenou, 4 times world champion, won the Doha Masters tonight in the category of less than 63 kilos. A good omen 6 months before the Tokyo Olympics. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.